It takes thought and tact to decline an invitation.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Before you decline an invitation, weigh the importance of the possible outcome if you decline. If you don't accept, thank the host, apologize, and perhaps offer another time. If it's a wedding, send a gift. But anyone who chooses to decline God's invitation ought to think hard about the consequence. Jesus used a parable to stress this, found in Luke chapter 14. He tells about a man who prepared a great feast, sent out many invitations, but when it was time to attend, they all made excuses. One said, "I've just bought a field and must inspect it. Please excuse me." Another said, "I've just bought 5 pair of oxen and I want to try them out. Please excuse me." The servant returned and told his master what they had said. The master was furious and said, "Go quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and invite the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame." After the servant had done this, he reported, "There's still room for more." So his master said, "Go out into the country lanes and behind the hedges and urge anyone you find to come so that the house will be full. For none of those I first invited will get even the smallest taste of my banquet." To decline human invitations is one thing, but to decline God's invitation to enjoy eternal life has unthinkable consequences.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.